Please turn with me to the last few lines of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians that we know as 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and I'm reading the last three verses from verse 16 to 18. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that as we listen to these words, these brief words, these few lines at the end of this short letter, written so long ago to Christian believers who themselves were living in a troubled world and a troubling world. Their problem was persecution. Ours is rather different. But we pray, our Heavenly Father, as we read these last words written by the Apostle Paul at the end of this letter, we pray that we'll hear them well, and that we will receive the profound and wonderful truth that they contain. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I decided this week that we would go straight to these closing words of 2 Thessalonians, because here we find, in just a few words, what we really need in troubling times. More than that, what the God who really is there, the God who has given us life and everything good, has made possible and invites us to take hold of in times when nothing seems stable. So let's listen very carefully to these few words. As far as we can tell, Paul was in the habit of dictating his letters, and then he often took the pen from his scribe and wrote the last few lines of the letter in his own hand. It was a kind of authentication of the letter. It was like a what we would call a signature at the end of the letter. And that's what he did on this occasion. And with the pen in his hand, he wrote of four precious things that he wanted his readers to know as they faced uncertain times of a rather different kind from the ones we are facing. Four things. They are peace, presence, truth, and grace. Let's think about those in turn. First he wrote, and look at it there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16, where he wrote, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way." Peace. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Peace. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of peace. And that's actually huge. In a later letter that Paul wrote to the Christians in Colossae, he explained how the cosmic disruption that runs through the whole creation, the way in which God's creation is not as it was intended to be and not as it will one day be, which of course is why there is a coronavirus, that disruption Jesus dealt with, and I quote, "making peace by the blood of his cross." To know Jesus Christ is to know that peace. It begins with our own antagonism towards the living God being turned into peace. Peace with God. As God forgives our sins, we experience how Jesus is making peace by the blood of his cross. And then as we enjoy new relationships with brothers and sisters in Christ, where barriers of race and age and sex and class are broken down, as we forgive those who have hurt us, as we are forgiven by those whom we have hurt, we experience how Jesus is making peace by the blood of his cross. And even when all is topsy-turvy, when we are anxious, perhaps frightened, we know Jesus Christ is the Lord of peace. We know that he's dealt with all this, and he will deal with all this, and we can trust him. In the most tumultuous of circumstances, the Lord of peace can give us peace. As Paul wrote here, at all times and in every way. See, Jesus Christ does not just give people peace when they become Christians. Peace. Peace with God, peace with people, and even peace when there's a pandemic. That's what the Lord of peace gives at all times and in every way. Friend, do you know Jesus Christ like that? As the Lord of peace for you. He invites us to know him like that. And can I encourage us all to pray this prayer that Paul prayed here, that the Lord of peace himself will give you peace at all times and in every way. That's what the Lord of peace does. Then as Paul penned these closing words, he added, we're still in verse 16, the Lord be with you all. In troubling times, we need the presence of the Lord. The Lord with you all. I don't know whether you've thought about this a lot, but the presence of God with us, that's something, isn't it? It's much bigger and much more important than just feeling that the Lord is with me in some sort of vague way that I just sort of feel comfortable because I feel that the Lord is with me. Now, the Lord, we mustn't allow our understanding of Jesus Christ to be sort of like an adult version of an imaginary friend. It's not like that. It's much, much better than that. Back in chapter 3, verse 5, do you want to glance your eyes back there? We saw this a few weeks ago, 3 verse 5. May the Lord, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. You see, the Lord is with me by overwhelming my heart with the love of God. And my heart is overwhelmed by the love of God when I see what Christ went through for me. And when I feel threatened, I need the presence of the Lord. I need to know God's love. I need to see again that Christ died for me. As we go about the strange way of living that has suddenly been imposed on us all, let's pray what Paul prayed here, that the Lord will be with us. Then it's interesting that the reason that Paul took up the pen to write these last lines in his own hand becomes clear in verse 17. You see, he says, I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand, which is the distinguishing mark in all my letters. This is how I write. You might remember that among the first readers of this letter, there was confusion because of what we would call these days fake news. That's part of our problem today, of course. What are we to believe? Who are we to believe? What is the truth about our situation? And of course, in these troubled times, there is a lot that no one knows. And part of the kind of fake news that we are subject to is a whole lot of people making out that they know things that actually no one knows. And I believe we should be earnestly praying for our leaders as they weigh up all the advice that pulls in different directions for different purposes with different priorities. Some of it's going to turn out to be wrong. Some of it will turn out to be right. That's all part of the anxiety that we are all feeling. But what we do need to know is the truth that we can trust. For the Thessalonian Christians, that meant being careful to listen to the genuine letters from Paul. Don't take any notice from a letter that comes purporting to be from me, Paul said a little bit earlier on, if it really hasn't got my signature on it. For us, it means being careful to listen to the whole Bible, where the genuine God-inspired writings have been given to us. Now, this is much more than just believing right doctrines or something like that. It's believing what God really has promised. It's knowing what Jesus Christ really has done for us. It's seeing what God really is doing among us. And all this comes as the genuine Word of God is at work in us. If you begin to feel a bit wobbly under the pressure of these times, and who isn't, I ask, perhaps you even feel that your Christian faith is feeling shaky. You know, that's hardly surprising. It's not unnatural. It's not unexpected. But what I'd like to say is this: this is not a time to stop reading the Bible. It's the very time we need to give our attention to the genuineness, the authenticity of God's word to us. The truth. And it's truth that matters, and it's truth that makes a difference. And I want to encourage you to make this part of your way of dealing with what is happening. Open your Bible each day. Most of us struggle to do that in our busy lives. Well, most of our lives are just a little bit less busy at the moment. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we could discuss, but we do seem, most of us, to have a little bit more time on our hands. So how about we make this a time when we do open our Bible each day? This might be a time where it's a good idea to turn particularly to favourite or familiar passages of the Bible and to read them again, read them in the situation in which we find ourselves. Take to heart the truth that you find there, like the truth that we're hearing right now. Well, finally, come to verse 18, where Paul writes, as he writes really at the end of most of his letters, these words, or something very similar: the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. I understand that in those far-off days, the most common way to finish off a letter was, be strong. Not like we do, kind regards. I'm never quite sure what that means, but you would write, be strong. Well, Paul had a new and a much better way to conclude a letter. What Christians in troubling times really need is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How does that help? It's not just that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of peace, who is with us, it's not just that he is gracious in character, kind and generous and that kind of thing. Of course he is. But the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is what he has done for us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is this. Christ died for us. May that gift of God, that gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, be with us every moment. Now, friends, I'm sure that you are noticing that what we've been hearing about, peace from Christ, the Lord with us, genuine truth to know and believe and rely on, and the grace of Christ. These things are not new things to anyone who's been a Christian for more than a few minutes. This is how the Christian life began. Peace with God, meeting Jesus, believing the truth, grasped by grace. And that, I think, is the point. What Christians need in troubling times really is simply to be Christian. Be serious about being Christian. Love being Christian. Don't lose sight of how good it is to be a Christian believer. More and more and more. And so, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. He will, you know. The Lord be with you, as he undoubtedly is. May you be strengthened by the truths of God's word day by day, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And friends, as I close, I wonder if you'd mind me just saying a word to any who are listening for whom this is new, who don't yet know the Lord of peace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, his presence in your life, the truth of the Word of God. This may be the very time that God has prepared you and God has drawn you and God has given you the opportunity to come to him. And this very morning you might just like quietly close your eyes. Turn to Jesus Christ who laid down his life for you. And if you can't think of much else to say, say thank you and say, please be my Lord and my Saviour. Give me peace. Be with me. Show me the truth. Surround me with your grace. I do look forward to being with you next week.